Motorists at the gas pump have been some of the very first to feel the effects of a possible war. Prices nationwide have spiked 9 cents in the past month to an average of $1.71 a gallon. And in some areas of California, drivers are paying more than $3 a gallon. But mercifully, Slim Jims and Ho-Hos still cost the same. The American Automobile Association confirms these are some of the highest gas prices they have ever recorded. Gas station owners are taking the heat from drivers, but they are not necessarily responsible for the price hikes. Paul Fiore owns a service station in Laurel, Maryland. Thanks for coming into the studio, Mr. Fiore.
My pleasure.
Tell us how much a gallon of regular gas costs at your station.
$1.67 today. We simply pass on the costs as they are.
Right. You're saying it's the oil companies who are jacking up their prices, therefore passing them on to you, therefore passing it on to your drivers.
Right. Well, you have to also realize that we have very small profit margins, so there's not a lot of room for us to absorb any of this. In fact, there's no room at all to absorb any price increases. When the price of our wholesale product goes up 2 cents a gallon or 5 cents a gallon, that's got to go on the street because we're only making somewhere between 5 to 10 cents on that gallon. 10 is rare. 5 is closer to the average.
So you're, what'd you say, $1.61?
$1.67.
$1.67. Where I live, we're paying $1.87. Someplace else, California, as we said, $3. How is this possible? It's the same gas.
Well, not necessarily. Have you heard the term boutique gasolines?
Yes.
Okay. That reflects the different formulations required by different environmental rules, depending on the air quality in that given area.
So in California, they may have stricter rules about how the gas is prepared, calibrated, all of that.
California has the strictest in the country.
Uh-huh.
In fact, many of the states try to adopt their regulations.
Okay, well, states may have different regulations, but what about just the same area? You know, I see a range of prices within a 3-mile drive
right.
I have from here to my house.
Right. Do you have about 45 minutes or so?
Let's do it in 15 seconds.
15 seconds. Zone pricing. It basically has to do with pricing policies from the oil companies based on the retail price on the street in the market rather than on the cost of the product. Let's face it, if you go to a supermarket or a department store, you're going to have different prices in different areas. And I believe that the oil companies probably at some point determined that they can do this also, in a much more micro environment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, in fact, they do. It's probably no secret that the oil companies now survey every single price twice a week, and that's where they basically determine the pricing.
How high has it ever gone at prices at your station?
I was thinking about the other day. I think we're actually pretty much there.
Wow. And have you lost customers as a result?
Not yet.
Are you worried about it?
I am. I don't know that we're necessarily going to lose customers per se. I believe people will stop driving less and will lose business.
We certainly saw that in the energy crisis in the
right.
70s.
The customer doesn't have anywhere else to go that's going to be that much cheaper, essentially.
So can you understand, given these givens, the element of road rage that sometimes arises at the pump?
Well, I can, but I would like to think that the more we discuss this subject, the less it's going to happen, and people have to come to realize that the poor service station deal on the corner has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Thank you very much. Paul Fiore owns the Town Center Shell service station in Laurel, Maryland. For some tips on how to get the most miles to the gallon, no matter where you live or what kind of car you drive, go to our website, npr.org.